翻嚟第二部分嘅原网台嘅非常舞台啦。咁我哋继续下我哋嘅即刻舞嘅节目啦。咁呢个即刻舞咧，嗱，今次头先就喺休息之前咧，就讲咗我哋应该有个介绍一个即刻女儿香啦吓呢个节目。咁呢个节目咧有啲咩嘅特点咧？咁啊，麻烦可唔可以话女性开始讲先啦，定男性开始讲先咧？两位。
我讲先啦，我讲先啦，
好啦好啦。
咁其实几特别嘅，最初有呢一个构思咧，我哋谂系因为香港唔系好多女嘅踢踏舞者，咁咧，但系当我去外地参加 workshop 嘅时候咧，我发现咦，原来男踢踏舞者同女踢踏舞者咧，佢哋嘅风格真系好唔同嘅，同教授嘅又好唔同啦，感觉都好唔同，佢哋 focus 佢哋集中嘅嘢咧喺踢踏舞上高要求又唔同，好得意啊！我自己觉得系好得意啊！我身为一个女仔系感受好大嘅，我觉得，咁我就开始啊，不如我哋试下做一个女性嘅踢踏舞嘅 show 啊，咁样，咁我就开始谂啦，咦咁。但是我哋未必可能夠女踢踏舞者喎，咁我不如我哋嘗試下揾女嘅編舞啊，因為可能佢編排嘅同男嘅舞者編排唔一樣，因為由最初我同阿 Ken 開始夾由第一個製作開始咧，我已經發覺我同佢編嘅嘢係差好遠噶，跟住我就諗，咁會可能幾有趣，因為喺香港好似好少女嘅踢踏舞編舞。咁作品亦都唔多噶，咁就系因为咁样，我哋就开始呢个构思啦。咁我哋就喺度谂，咁应该揾啲咩人选咧？咁我就不如揾我个老师，Miss Mandy Patty， 系啦。咁因为佢嘅嘢咧系好仔细，好classic 好古典嘅，但系佢亦都有佢嘅要求。我哋曾经睇过以前嘅作品，我哋即系翻翻以前嘅录影带，睇翻佢以前的作品，我发现啊，原来我好中意嘅。当我睇翻嘅时候，我隔咗咁多年睇翻一啲旧嘅嘢时候，我发有另外一个风味咁样。咁另外一位咧就系Peggy Wang 啦，咁佢就系又系好特别嘅喺我生命入边，因为佢系同我一齐学踢踏舞嘅。一起跟 Miss Mandy Patty 學踢踏舞的。當時大家一起上堂的時候，我發現Peggy 呢很獨特的個性格，她吸收力很強，她跳其他的舞種呢也都是非常好的，她有她自己的很獨特的品味和風格要求。當她一畢業的時候，她就已經回了去台灣了，我們就再沒有機會合作了，即已经十多年了。我每次去台湾参加踢踏节，我都会去探他，即会跟他倾偈啊。当然他在那边继续生活，继续发展，又有他的另外一个睇法，他又继续跳其他的舞种啦，但是他亦都离不开踢踏舞。我又想啦，不如邀请埋 Peggy 啦。正当我再想，其实阿 Ken 已经原来一早就已经傾好咗揾 Yoshiko 啦，就係我哋2008年嘅时候认识嘅，咁亦都旧年嚟个踢踏节嘅，咁因为佢就更加特别啦，係我哋好迟认识嘅一个好强劲嘅踢踏舞者。咁佢完全对我嚟讲係新嘅，係啦，係好有一个现代感。我想这样的组合可能会挺有趣，就出现了这个踢踏女兒香。
OK， 好了，我问回Eva， 我想问一下你刚才说的，就是你其实的理念，就是创意的意念呢，就是由你们开始啦。我想问一下为什么你不会是其中一个的编舞者？
其实本来都是的，是因为我之前整亲啦，变了我都是刚刚好回，刚刚开始跳回，我们有谈过如果我编呢可能就未必跳了。但是我要集中精神跳呢，因为我要都要专注，可能今次就未必编到了，因为曾经是应该是四个的，加上香港的
我的。那么 Ken 可不可以问下你这个故事性，可不可以现在可不可以透露先，应该可以吗？ 而家虽然呢个未上演啫，可以透露一下呢个故事系咩吓？吓，点样女儿香法咧？
其实好多人有问我，见到个名话 TikTok 女儿香，佢会问话诶、咦，全部都系女仔跳噶？跟住我话诶，唔、系，其实嗰个 TikTok 女儿香嗰个意思，只不过系想话俾人听，即系用个女性个角度、个思维去出发，即系诶喺里面。话俾大家听佢所经历嘅嘢，咁、其实点解即系阿 Evelyn 讲咗，我哋请嗰三位编舞啦，咁其实佢三个都系喺真系唔同嘅年代嘅，即系譬如 Mandy 系我哋香港即系带 TikTok 舞嚟香港嘅第一位老，即系我哋嘅老师啦，系、我哋最早接触嘅，即系佢就比较即系 classical 啲啦，即系阿叶头先讲咗，咁跟住其实阿 Peggy 就其实系我哋同一个generation， 咁其实佢之后佢翻咗去台湾，咁佢有佢自己嘅生活，咁佢有自己嘅睇法，佢今次佢嘅作品里面咧，其实会睇到佢对爱情嘅睇法。咁、其实跟住之后，阿 Yoshiko 其实就系再下一个嘅新嘅 generation 啦。咁其实系三个唔同嘅年份咯。咁佢哋会讲喺佢嘅作品，喺佢哋嘅作品里面会讲到啲或者睇到一啲佢哋嘅所想带出嚟嘅信息咯。咁其实譬如 Mandy 我覺得 Peggy 我排曬咧，其實已經排完啦。咁、Peggy 嘅作品就會好會用啲比較流行歌為主。咁佢個 style， 大家一聽個歌就會好容易會啊啲歌我有聽過喎。咁佢會用個愛情嘅角度去帶出嚟咯。咁、Yoshiko 一間佢留翻佢自己講佢自己啦。咁、Mandy 就會用翻啲真係我哋當年我哋所學嘅嘢。咁、佢會用翻出嚟，我哋帶翻佢以前所學嘅嘢嘅信息啊，即係佢諗嘅嘢嘅思維去俾觀眾睇。咁有啲人問我係咪會好清楚講曬個故事咩？咁其實我同啲學生或者有啲朋友講話，其實今次會比較，我覺得係現代舞式咯，即係有少現代舞，即係你會有少抽象啲嘅，唔會話完全話哦。我望到哦，系咁样嘅，有个人行过咁样，即系可能会你要谂咯，即系你睇完之后你会谂、佢讲嘅嘢哦，唔系咁样。
呢个问题就系我想问啦，即系你究竟系将一对恋人，即系当啦，你跟一个爱情故事，一对恋人嘅老中青，即系三个唔同嘅阶段，爱情阶段啦，摆埋喺一个作品度啊，抑或系一个从一个两个人嘅从一个认识啊，一路至到佢哋嘅结合啊，咁佢哋个爱情故事咧，即系你哋系会系点样去铺排，抑或好似头先你咁讲嘅时候咧，就似乎又好似系唔只不过系佢哋嘅编舞者嘅对爱情嘅唔同嘅睇法，咁但系如果佢哋爱情睇法唔同睇法嘅时候，咁即系。变相我就睇翻啦，如果你个半钟头嘅节目，咁即系三个编舞者，咁即系每人半个钟头，我咁嘅计啦吓，用个逻辑嚟计，咁啊半个钟头嘅时候，系咪即系嗰两个男女主角半个钟头就做佢哋嘅啊，譬如 Mandy 嗰个嘅心目中嘅爱情故事，抑或系即系跟住下半个钟头咧就会，哎呀呢个人由头再嚟过啦，又系因为咧要做 Peggy 嘅爱情故事啦，咁系啲咩嚟咧？
其实咧，佢哋三个编舞咧都有三个主题想带出噶，
哦，
系啦，所以系三 part 嘅。但系咧，我哋冇将佢讲出嚟系个名系乜嘢，系啦，
卖个关子，就睇啦，
系啦，就要睇啦。第一 part 即系 Mandy， 佢想带出最主要系点样演绎嘅音乐。其实我哋入到演艺学院先识乜嘢叫做 swing。乜嘢叫做 blues， 乜嘢叫做 jazz， 乜嘢叫 big band，我哋之前真系完全冇认识噶，净系识 pop， 系啦。咁佢用咗几只唔同嘅音乐去排，感觉唔一样噶，系啦，去带你去认识呢样嘢，即系呢个亦都系佢嘅 journey。
OK，
系啦。咁 Peggy 咧就系佢好想用 佢十五至二十分鐘嘅時間，佢話俾你聽佢點樣透過劈塔舞或者舞蹈去演繹佢咁多年對於愛情嘅感覺。咁、
嗯、
應該會完全睇得到嘅，係啦。咁、嗯、Yoshiko 咧，佢就話啊，佢嚟嘅時候都話，其實我都未係太清晰，我知想做咩，但係嗰個主題咧，最初未完全出到嚟。但係因為我哋成日排冇傾偈，喺度傾，不斷喺度傾，點解我哋會請佢啊？佢又點解會用呢啲音樂啊？不斷喺度傾偈，我哋終於就出到。嗰、那個佢嗰個 section 嘅一個 theme 啦、
嗯，
一個主旨。咁我自己睇完，哎，我都覺得係好完整嘅。咁、
嗯、
但係當然未必觀眾係哇，我好睇得清楚啊！原來係個故事內容係係咁樣嘅一男一女。我相信每一個觀眾佢坐喺度，因為佢嘅觀眾嘅自己嘅 experience 都唔一樣，
嗯、
可能佢睇到嘅角度亦都會唔一樣。但係亦都係我哋想俾到觀眾嘅東西咯。
咁、嗯、我 Yoshiko 啦 ，Okay Yoshiko， I think you need to tell us about your choreography and this.
Yes. This show called for the female perspective.
Yes.
Seemed like Mandy is just what her learned about and then to share kind of things.
Mm.
And then Peggy is obviously in how female feels like guy, you know, for that acting like that.
Mm.
Sometimes so sad, sometimes so happy, whatever, like...So directly, she just, yeah, describe for how female feel every single day, something like that.
Mm.
But for me, not really, like my piece is not really for about the female. But still, my viewpoint is just like we alive, like our life still to be continued.
Mm.
So during the life, like what's thinking about for like my life and then what's next coming for the, in the future or individually what I feel like, what she's feel like, what he think about, something like that. To
then it's nothing about love.
Yeah, no love, just searching no love. For, okay. you know, like individually searching for their life, something like that. So...Not really, I described about female, like, blah, blah, blah. Because it's kind of, be honest, it's kind of hard to having a man tap dancer to collaborate. And then I just don't want the same things as Peggy's and Mandy's. So, yeah.
But you are, I mean, among the...three choreographers, you should be the youngest one, right?
Yes.
And then for your view on love, that should be quite different against with them, right? And then why you not go for love, simply love? Because your love story must be very fast and very, what do I have to say? It's very progressive and because it's...You know, there's role play of both sex nowadays change a lot.
It's really relate for tap dancing about men and women for the relationship is a really obviously to like influence. I mean, yeah, like really influence for the performing, like approaching as well. But I just felt like not really.Describe about love. I don't know why, but this time this is the first time to working with them. And then it's not, I'm not speaking Cantonese. They can't speak Japanese. This is a second language in English to communicate.
Okay. Yeah.
So sometimes so hard what I think about to like explain for them to only in English. And then some detail is so hard to tell them.Especially for the love, and it's really different, like different feeling between female and a guy.
Okay.
Obviously. So it's really hard to tell.
So that is the reason why you're not choosing going for love.
Yes.
Right? It's just some. And then in that case, then in your choreographers, mm-hmm. choreography, your mm-hmm. new work, mm-hmm. and then both female and male tappers, they are not lovers at all.
Sometimes, like some, I mean, not really love and love and love, but some number had a, obviously, like I described, maybe female and male, like mm-hmm. just relate something, but just having the fun, not really, I love you too, not really like, you know, something like that, just having the fun, yeah, I like you maybe, or something like that.
Okay, okay.
It's not too much serious is too heavy for the audience. Mm. So something happens like very meaningful, but some number isn't nothing meaning, just having the fun to, you know, like balance for the whole number.
Okay, then are you satisfied with these male and female tappers? Can they present your work and present your idea thoroughly?
Sometimes though, I guess.
Giving you a hard task.
Yeah. It's
so far so good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This time I don't say anything. It's okay. Hard to tell.
Okay. Okay, then I go back to Eve. Mm-hmm. Eve, can you do simply translate what Yoshiko?
Sure. 係啦，咁其實咧 ，Yoshiko 個 piece 其實佢想講，佢話佢雖然個演出叫做《女兒香》啦，但係佢話佢未必係真係淨係講女仔，佢覺得係講人嘅生命喺即係你生活仍然係要繼續嘅。咁喺將來有啲乜嘢嘅？會嚟咧乜嘢挑戰咧？咁佢想帶出我哋每個人咧，都係喺個生命入邊喺度找尋緊，喺度找尋緊啲乜嘢咧？或者有啲咩係佢揾到揾唔到，或者仲係揾緊嘅咧？咁樣咯。咁佢話點解唔選擇用愛嘅主題咧？佢話佢都唔係好明白，不過呢樣嘢唔係佢好強烈地想做嘅。佢覺得佢。好似佢自己都喺度揾緊，咁所以佢想用一個仍然在找尋呢一個主題，透過 TikTok 舞去帶出咯。咁佢話覺得愛情咧，係有少少困難。如果我哋即係只係用英文去溝通，可能太深入啦。咁反而係講生命生活。因为在他的编排过程里面呢，他都会跟我们说我们每一个人在个演出里面，我想你在里面找些什么是啦，是啦，每一个人都有一点不同的，好像一个 mission 这样，即是他自己都是这样，是啦，就是这
样。好啦，那我刚才问呢，就我刚才还有一条问题的，我问呢Ken and Eve 呢，就是主要演员啦，那我想就是个男女 Tapers 的时候呢，Yoshiko 觉得他们的表现如何，即是合格不合格呢？那 Yoshiko 呢就不是面有难色，只不过是不是很方便咁讲啦，大家我想埋个关子，大家睇下究竟有咩嘅结果出嚟啦。Yoshiko, can I ask, it's just now what you described and then what they described the theme, it's so, it's not quite easy to use tap dance to present, right? Mm-hmm. I think,for if you put it in as a ballet or ballet piece or jazz or even modern dance, contemporary, and that would be much easier to present. Whereas tappers, they have got limitations because you have to, every time, you have to move with your feet, okay, your steps. And then, any difficulty in the choreography?
It's really hard to explain, but... as much as I managed to try for them to, even step is so hard. Still, we like dancer. We all dancer have to feel it something inspired from music. What I feel like, and to present for that feeling to just comes out. because tap dance should not should tap dancer could be performing to represent what I feel like and sometimes just represent for the sound to like conversation, you know, like make music, but sometimes conversation. I said hello, you said how are you, something like that. It could be conversation for in their foot as well. So we really focus on the sound, what he said about, what he inspired from the music to say that to me. And then I just reached him, like his word to, oh, okay, I understand. So I just like, okay, back to you like this. Now my feeling is kind of like this. You understand something like that to share. So it's really hard to understand just watching, but maybe fun to watch if you know that kind of knowledge to before come see the show. Maybe like some, yeah, much people can hear that had this program to catch the knowledge before come see the show. Then what? It could be more interesting. And they really try to like catch up, of course, step, and then what's the meaningful, and they try so hard as well. So
I think they both are very good tappers, and then they can present your idea very well. At least can use their feet to present the ideas, right? Okay, yes. Translation, please.
覺得佢話啲 step 其實都已經好難，咁咧，但係佢話，但係好重要一樣嘢就係作為一個踢踏舞者咧，你一定要感覺到你想表達啲乜嘢，透過你對腳，係啦，同埋點樣受到嗰個音樂嘅影響而用你只腳講翻出嚟咧，咁呢樣嘢係即係對我哋係一個挑戰嚟嘅。咁其實佢話踢踏舞真係好似一個對話咁樣，兩個人喺度傾偈，你一句我一句，我亦都要聽你講緊啲乜嘢，亦都要表達我想表達啲乜嘢，入邊有好多唔同嘅成分嘅。如果觀眾係有少少基礎對踢踏舞嘅基礎認識咧，可能佢會睇到啊一啲好有趣嘅東西咯。咁若果佢真係冇咧，可能亦都會即係可能未必睇到咁仔細，但係可能會睇到另外一啲嘢咯咁。
OK， 好啦，咁啊，即系同个编舞倾完啦，咁我问翻两位演员啦，吓阿 Ken 同 Eve， 你哋会唔觉得精神分裂啊？即系三个人系三个唔同嘅爱情段落嚟嘅，即系嗰个感觉好唔一样嘅。咁
我有，我真系精神分裂，我真系好认真地精神分裂。佢哋知道，真系排踢踏舞真系要200% 集中。真的很仔细的东西，很仔细之余呢，我们又要记得又要做得啱，还要有感觉又要有感情，其实是真的很多的，真的即可能觉得一个钟头，哇，一个钟头很快啫，其实但是入面的东西我们真的即分分秒秒都要个脑在这里温习着，是个几月来我们个脑不断在这里用咯。但是很有趣的地方是我觉得他们每个人都带出一些我作为一个踢踏舞者舞的东西，即是我要去学的，是啦，和去尝试的咯。
Ken？
今次挑战咯，即系个挑战，因为都即系都多。我阿姨即系比较主力，咁都跳好多只 piece。咁其实真系阿姨就精神分裂啦。咁其实我觉得比较辛苦，系因为要记嘅嘢比较多。因为平时我哋香港就我哋自己编翻，大多数都系我哋去即系。 output 啲嘢。咁、
嗯、
今次就我完全要吸收，
要學曬啲嘢
啦。誒咁咁就要記嘅嘢就冇平時就少記啊嘛，依家要不停咁記，係啊，咁呢個都係一個挑戰咯，體力啊咁又一個係啊進步嘅，我覺得
係、okay.
我覺得係誒、亦都係我今次搞呢個 show 嘅原因係希望想將香港跳 tap 嘅即係無論我同阿 Eve 啦，或者仲有幾位演員、嗯、都希望將誒、大家嗰個 level 可以提升啲咯，就因為其實我哋之前都有講過，香港都比較慢啊，即係其實即係起步快，但係永遠都係落後過可能台灣啊、日本就更加啦，日本好早期，咁希望可以喺今次即係可以請台灣、請日本，咁可以連埋阿 Mandy， 咁我哋可以將成個香港踢踏舞嗰個 level 可以將佢即係提升翻多啲啊，我覺得呢個係一個好有用嘅。
我覺得你哋好大，即係呢個好大嘅挑戰、
嗯。
因為其實始終如果有個 theme 嘅時候咧，第一樣嘢我覺得有個主題嘅時候已經闊限咗你嘅創作嘅、嗯，即係某個程度上嚇。第二個問題咧就係話用隻腳去做個層次出嚟咧，即係你用個手、用個肢體、身體、你個快慢、呼吸，你都可能做到個容比較容易做到個喜怒哀樂出嚟。但係你用隻腳去做喜怒哀樂咧，真係想死嘅啦！即係點樣做咧？你唔可以話淨係開心就不快啲，唔開心。就慢啲，即系你唔可以净系用啲咁样嘅咁单纯嘅一个层次咯，即系嗰个内心嘅表现。而但系调转头咧，你可能上身下身做紧只脚嘅时候，你上身要做紧第二样嘢，咁会唔会即系我都会觉得你哋咧，即系一个即系相当大嘅进步。咁我相信亦都可能系俾大家一个空间，可能大家观众应该要去欣赏下呢个节目。因为这个节目实在如果这样看的时候，即他的创作即、从理念到实行的时候，其实即都一个很艰巨 的路途，是吗？咁同埋你哋都即係好少啦，即係可好幾好啦，即係可以揾到阿 Mandy 啦，即係 TikTok 舞嘅祖師啦，喺香港係嘛？咁啊 Peggy 啦 ，Peggy 就台灣嘅啦，咁佢自己已經係即係做咗咁多年嘅時候，佢自己有自己嘅學校啦，咁即係佢係強啦，同埋最後生阿 Yoshiko 啦，咁即係變咗亦都好強嘅一個舞者。咁我覺得再加上你哋兩位嗰個嘅表現咧，應該係一個非常之非常之有趣同埋非常之好睇嘅個節目，同埋其實你哋走緊鋼線，係咪啦？即係人哋即係因為人多啦，即係你走即係因為譬如你 content 你可以用燈光，你可以係用係有陣時即係個心嗰個層次啊，可以用好多嘢去幫你。咁但係你 tap 咧，你除咗用燈光之外，你就要隻腳唔可以停噶嘛。你停咗嘅時候就已經冇咗嗰個意義啦。咁其實即係一個唔覺意嘅時候，可能就人哋唔知道你做過啲乜嘢。咁你哋真係好大膽啊！
一路上市，一路進步，
一路加油，
係一路加油，係嘛、嗯、？OK， 咁各位啦，又係要呼籲一下啦。我覺得即係呢個節目咧，即係做完個訪問咧，我都覺得。即系我一定会系买飞去睇嘅，咁因为我系 RNT 嘅 fans， 咁同埋再加上其实真系好值得睇个艺术节目咯，即系一条路系艺术嘅创作嘅路系唔容易走嘅，咁亦都系即系 RNT 亦做得几好，佢哋好勇于尝试嘅，咁同埋我都见到咧佢哋嘅进步咧，除咗系一个唔会话系每年净系做一啲 variety show 啦，即系净系做啲tap show 俾啲学生去表演啊，而系相对嚟讲佢哋嘅主题系不断去创新去。找一些不同的东西出来，还有我都看到你们的制作基本上越来越多的 partner， 是吗、嗯、那即你们其实已经在行内已经有大家即相对有些认同走出来了，那你们觉得怎样，你们觉得这么欣慰这件事
再可以再发展一下我觉得是啦、即发展中我们都还尝试因为只是自己好似太狭窄，应该要打开一啲，系啦，
希望可以同或者
crossover 啦，
系啦，系啦，即系可能同其他团体去
系啦，
去做一啲 show， 系啦，其实 TikTok 舞可以有好多唔同嘅变化，可以去尝试，
系，同埋你而家解决咗个鞋嘅问题啦嘛，应该系会即系喺个路前路应该会系即系已经系冇咗好多障碍啦，系。 係嘛 ？OK， 今日咧就多謝三位上嚟同我哋傾偈啦。咁咧就亦都係啦，就或者各位聽眾，你哋可以真係啦，佢哋嘅節目咧就會係喺11月30日至到12月2日喺沙田大會堂文娛廳嘅，咁啊三場演出，咁就希望大家都去睇下啦。睇完咗之後，可以喺我哋嘅網站嗰度啊，或者喺 Facebook 嗰度啊，可以大家分享一下究竟睇咗之後嗰個嘅意見係點啦嚇。多謝各位先，好多謝曬三位，希望再有機會同大家傾偈。
多謝曬
，Thank you，
拜
拜。
六创意健康店是一间最多元化选择的健康店，提供2000多种不同种类的健康食品和饮品，环保家居及个人用品、健康产品、营养补充剂、一系列健康书籍等等。我们有两间分店，分别在铜锣湾和中环，电话2882-4848，网址3个 W.HEALTHSHOP.com.HK。